What is going on, men? It's your boy Crimson. We got a few more videos to pump out today, so we'll try to make this as quick as possible. This is a reaction to Destiny allowing another man to touch his wife.
I had a question. There was a clip of you two that went kind of viral on Twitter a few days ago where you started, like, ballroom dancing with some guy in the background of a stream. What was the situation there, and who was that guy?
Yeah, there's a guy on YouTube called Abba from Abba and Preach, and I think he's trying to steal my girl from me.
Is he?
No, he, so he dances. She's got like a background.
You looked pretty devastated. Okay,
Wait, I did not look devastated. When you guys are watching, when you guys are watching clips,
that's just your resting face, though.
No. When you guys are watching clips, there's three responses I can have. I can either like laugh about it, in which case you'll be like, "Oh my god, he's coping," or I can just sit there and just watch because I'm just watching my chat and my stream. You're like, "Oh my god, he's secretly terrorized," or I can be like, "Oh no, guys, like don't," and like joke about it and be like, "Oh my god, he's like secretly coping." Like, there's literally no response I can have because you're projecting like all of your insecurities on the situation.
You seeing that guy?
Like, no, it's Abba Preach from the YouTube channel.
Do you think that dancing is fucking? Because in that case,
Yeah, did you see that? Did you see that? An honest question was asked. An honest question was asked is like, are you guys dating? Are you guys this? She's just trying to get... She's a reporter. Not the girl next to Destiny. Destiny's the guy with the blue hair. Talking about the girl with the platinum blonde hair. The cutie. She works for Timcast as a moderator or some kind of shit. And, she just asked an honest question. And Destiny's wife immediately responded the way Destiny would respond. She's like, wait, and it's some over-the-top bullshit. Where it's like... Wait, do you think that dancing is fucking? Of course we don't think that, you fucking idiot. Like, just the stupidest shit ever.
There's a lot of children out there dancing. Maybe you should do something about it.
Oh yeah, careful.
No, I was just saying the reaction to the clip was obviously
very strong. Yeah, I know, but
strong,
I don't understand why people are having a big reaction to...
Well, I think they were also Destiny looked
in his defense, they were playing Hello Darkness, My Little Friend, and, like, zooming in on his face to, like, you know, show, like, maybe despair or something.
Yes, but it just feels really ridiculous, right? Because
you can edit anything to make it look like anything.
I did, like, 12 years of ballroom dancing when I was younger. So I'm like, I was competing in that sport. So if I meet someone that does some sort of dancing that is with a partner, I can like dance with them really well. And that's like, what's the fun out of it, right?
I think she's saying like in a traditional sense of things, it looks bad on him, but you guys don't have a traditional relationship.
Fuck other people though. Why the fuck?
You see that? Let's go back and rewatch that section.
Them really well, and that's like, what's the fun out of it, right?
I think she's saying like in a traditional sense of things, it looks bad on him, but you guys don't have a traditional relationship.
Fuck other people though. Why the fuck?
There you go. He didn't let him finish. He just immediately got defense, and he's in the sense he's like, it looks bad on Destiny because it is, and it's like, and it comes, and it only looks that way from a traditional standpoint, and he's trying to explain that it doesn't. That Destiny doesn't have a traditional relationship. But rather than allowing him to finish, Destiny does what he always does, which is he starts getting defensive. He starts using over-the-top straw man arguments. And, you know, bombastic examples. And then he starts to immediately fucking attack. You'll see.
Just saying. No, that's what I'm saying. You guys don't have from a traditional standpoint, it looks bad, but you guys are not traditional. I think that's what she's saying. It looks bad, but
even in a traditional aspect, like you can go to weddings, like sometimes other people dance with other people.
Yeah.
You see that? Even from a traditional standpoint, people dance with other people. No, they don't. No, they do fucking not. Everybody in my family didn't fucking dance like that. You didn't dance with somebody else's wife. You didn't dance with somebody else's girlfriend. You just didn't do that shit. I don't know where the fuck Destiny gets this idea from, where other people get to dance with other fucking people. Like, Destiny has his fucking mind skewed so bad to the point where he thinks it's completely okay to allow his chick to dance with somebody else like that. And the thing is, I really, really don't understand where the fuck he would get that idea from. Oh no, it's okay. Other people do it. Other people, other people are dancing with other people at weddings and shit. Never once out of any fucking wedding that I've been to. Quinceañeras, fucking backyard parties, fucking backyard gigs. You can mosh together, but dude, no. Dancing with another chick was just out of the fucking question.
Yeah,
you know.
Have you guys ever danced?
It's not like they're like.
I know you're not like at a ballroom dancing.
I'm not okay with. If I marry my wife, I'm not okay with her dancing with.
And that's great. Your insecurities are yours to deal with. But
it's not.
You see how fucking Destiny pulled that shit? The guy just clearly set a fucking boundary. He's like, "Nah, dude. Look, dude. I wouldn't let my fucking wife down." And then immediately Destiny goes, "Well, you know, it's totally fine. I mean, if you're gay, well, I mean, those are yours and yours alone to deal with." Do you want to know why Destiny attacked him? Specifically, is because Destiny doesn't like him, so he got catty. And this is very, dude, this is the thing that I've dealt with, I've dealt with this shit with liberals all the time. Destiny does this shit fucking so often. It's embarrassing. It's disgusting. It really is embarrassing to see an old man get this catty. Like a fucking chick.
It's not insecurity. It's not an insecurity. It's just a boundary I have. It's not insecurity.
But it's not just a boundary. It's you saying that, like, in a traditional relationship.
You see what he said? It's not just a boundary. And look, he's about to get into story. Now, here's the thing, man. I've been wanting to talk about this. Getting into story. Whenever a man, if you ask him a very simple yes or no question, and he starts to ramble on, it's called getting into story. And that's his way of convincing himself and you that his behavior was okay. He wants you to understand his justification for his dipshit behavior.
This wouldn't be okay. Plenty of people dance with other people. It's not a huge deal. Now, if they were like fucking grinding on each other or some shit, that'd be different. But when they're going through like moves,
see what I mean? To him, there's no difference. Do you want to know why? Do you want to know why Destiny doesn't have that boundary? Why Destiny? I mean, here's the thing. Watch, check this out.
On like a ballroom dance thing. I don't like it's in respect. A traditional relationship, this wouldn't be okay. Plenty of people dance with other people. It's not a huge deal. Now, if they were like fucking grinding on each other or some shit, that'd be different. But when they're going through like...
How is that any different? How is that different? You let your fucking wife fuck other men. How the fuck is that any different? You see what I'm saying? How this logic makes no fucking sense? He allows his wife to fuck other men, but if they're dancing and grinding on each other, that was the... Oh, no, that's the fucking deal breaker there. He could stick your... She could suck on your dick like a pacifier, but God for fucking bid, you grind on her with two layers of clothes on. Unfucking real. This is why Destiny, to me, is a fucking idiot. Anybody who follows this fucking retard definitely needs to have themselves reevaluated. Dude, if you follow Destiny, you need to look into the mirror, man. You seriously need to have a fucking deep, dark look at yourself. Because these are the types of things, this dualistic mindset where it's okay where it's okay for the extreme, but it's not okay for the, you know, for the simple and subtleties, that's a sign of fucking mental illness right there.
I feel like moves on like a ballroom dance thing. I think that if you've got a huge problem with that, I think that says more about
so
you.
So wait, why is my boundary all of a sudden limited and labeled as an insecurity?
The problem wasn't your boundary. The problem was you said, well, in a traditional relationship, you made it sound like it was a boundary that everybody should have. Just me personally, I'd be like, okay, sure,
I did
fine.
Say just me personally. I say the you way.
Yeah, and he did. He said me personally. He's like me. Like if it was my wife. I would draw the boundary there.
He's in a traditional relationship. The way they're perceiving you. But from and then I built on it saying, me personally, I'm not
okay. Some more later. Let's pull up that video. Go ahead, Eric.
Okay.
You sure you want this? I mean.
Well, do you have like a box of tissues in case I want to like cry a little bit or?
I have.
Use your wife's hair. Crying.
Yeah. Oh, this is long. Is it the beginning? Just go to the beginning, I reckon. Put in the
go to the part before he's video like tap, wrapping video his tap. Big hands around her and like, you know.
Did that?
Hey, really no, like taking her away.
See, here's the thing, dude. I don't know what they're going to do. We'll probably search for this for the clip. ABBA comes from a fuckboy culture. And so does Destiny. And both of these guys were fucking losers. And now that they have a little bit of fame and popularity, they're allowed to let their fuckboy shine. Their inner fuckboy just can't help but be feminine and fragile and all that other shit. Check it out.
Did that turn you on?
It would have been more if I was turning around watching, you know.
You, yeah.
The reason why my face is like so weird is I'm just staring into the camera, like imagining the whole time. Like I wish they were naked.
What fucking woman has her bra showing like that? And I don't know if you're going to be able to see because of that little mini camera or that little mini screen, but dude, she has her ass hanging out. I mean, not hanging out, but she's wearing like fucking skimpy ass clothes that like basically show her fucking pussy. And dude, there was a chick that was like that at a donation clinic that I went to. She goes in there and literally all you could see is camel toe. And she was wearing no bra. Just goes in there. And I'm just like, dude, like, if you want attention, if you want a guy to approach you, just fucking say so.
It's melt time. I think that was the worst part of the video.
Can you boost the audio? No, not in the YouTube player. In the YouTube
Look,
player.
I haven't danced for years, and I'm doing so well.
Dude, that's sad,
are you not
man.
Focusing on how great I'm dancing?
Nope.
No? Really?
You're looking at the downfall of the West, you
yeah,
guys.
Right here. This is why.
Yeah, dude, and do you want to know why Destiny has that fucking look? He never has that look, by the way. The reason why I know this is because I've seen his fucking live streams and his debates just to try to, like, get some pointers to be able to show you guys what it's like to articulate, you know, the mind of somebody who's mentally not all there, and he's never made that look, never once. So when he called out fucking, I forget the other guy's name, the guy who was in the suit and tie, when he called him out, I think his name's John, I could be incorrect about that, but I actually appreciate that guy, even though he might be off on a few things. It was Destiny fucking projecting.
That's why Russia's
like, you do look like
right?
You want to die here. You can't yeah. deny that.
It's always how I stare at my street. What am I supposed to look like?
I don't know. Maybe that's just what you look like.
I think
Destiny is never staring at his stream. He's always playing a fucking dipshit video game.
That is my just chat.
I don't think you've ever seen me dance either.
What?
You never seen me dance either.
No, I don't think so.
Yeah. You've been married for 4 years and he hasn't seen you dance.
Ever. That's fine. I can tell you were like a little bit strange. You could. Yeah,
I need a dance partner in that case.
What she's doing? She did this. She went. That's how I knew, man. She started flexing them shoulders and then trap. I was like, oh,
keep
God,
it going for a little
playing.
Bit. You almost.
I don't know if you caught that last part, but like. Him putting his fucking hands on her shoulders and shit. I know everybody thinks it's playful and it's friendly, but no, dude. You don't put your fucking hands on my girl like that. Even me and my buddies, we know better. We don't even introduce our chicks to our friends like that. Because we're all fucking very, very protective and very, very dominant. We don't introduce our chicks to each other like that. We don't. That's just a fucking bro code. We talk to each other and we talk to each other only.
Almost done. I was getting footage for his next cuck video on me
thing. True! Wait, what did you say? What did you say?
I said he's collecting footage for the next cuck video because I know these clips are going to show up like a million times, literally, no matter what happens. Like, yo,
chill, be Jesus.
I think that's pretty much all of it. You can pause it.
Oh my god, I'm having to relive this moment every day.
Your reaction to
did
the
you
video.
Feel a little something there? Watching
feel
that?
What?
Feel a little something.
What are you talking? I think they're trying to gaslight me into being like
Melina. Did you feel a little something during that?
No.
No, you didn't.
No, I'm like traumatized from my dancing because my teachers were really insane.
Gotcha.
So you that guys way. Obviously not think the internet overreacted to this video and twisted it into something that it's not. But Mike,
of course they did. It's just his fans giving him a little bit of shit. But here's the thing. There's maybe 1 or 2% of that entire fucking, you know, comment section that did feel something towards it.
My question is, like, why did you make your open relationship, polyamory, whatever, available public information? Why did you start talking about it? Why did you make it something that you can be mocked about on
the
internet?
I'm super open about almost all aspects of my life for a variety of reasons. One is because I don't like it when people present like a false front. There's online, I think, for social media. We can talk about appearances. You've got filters, makeup, plastic surgery. Like, everything online is fake. You've got people that present their lives as being way better than they actually are. You've got people that lie about, like, the problems they have. I like that I'm online. You can see there's a lot of really good things I do. I'm obviously well accomplished. I'm pretty popular. I've been doing this for 12 or 13 years. There's a lot of mistakes that I've made, whether it's words I've said, actions I've been involved in, ways that I live my life. And I'm really open about all of that because I think that right now in my life, I'm very happy. I've been very happy for most of my life, but I didn't get there by being a perfect person or pretending to be a perfect person the entire time. And I also, like, I like that I can represent, like, different things. So, like, for instance, like, I know that, like, being bi and coming on shows like this, obviously everybody roasts me for it and says that my opinions on relationships don't matter, et cetera, et cetera. But there's also a lot of people that are, like, wrestling with feelings like that, and they shoot me an email like, oh, I think it's cool that, like, you talk about this, but it's not, like, your entire personality, or you don't feel bad about it, or you don't let other people tear you down about it. So, yeah, I like to be open about, like, all of the aspects of my life because I think it's good to show that there are a variety of lifestyles you can live, and I'm not going to let the crazy LGBT people monopolize those lifestyles, right? So if you think about somebody who might be polyamorous or bisexual, you're not exclusively thinking of the guy that's doing, like, the kink at Pride Parade, where they've got, like, the doggy costume.
All right. So that's my point there. It just makes no fucking sense how a man who lives a bisexual lifestyle is going to tell you how to fucking think and live morally and tell you what is okay and what is not. Yeah, sure. The pickup culture is fucking batshit insane. But it's no different than Destiny's fucking life where he shares his fucking wife with other men. That's just fucking nuts. And he's gonna sit there and shit on people like Andrew Tate and everybody and fucking every other pickup artist. Not that I'm defending him. But it's a contradiction. It's a major contradiction to say your lifestyle is absolute bullshit. Your mindset is absolute bullshit. And then the moment that you tell him, well, your mindset is absolute bullshit, the first thing he turns to is says, well, that's just my choice. That's just my adult decision and my partner is okay with it. Well, then how is Andrew Tate's life not okay? Everything that he said could easily be applied to Andrew Tate. And even though Destiny isn't out there fucking waving a banner and saying, nah, look at me, this is the way I live my life or whatever, he does bring it up on multiple occasions. And that's why he gets made fun of, and that's why he doesn't talk about it, because he doesn't want to get made fun of. He's a fucking idiot. A fucking sex addict. That's going to go out there and tell you that you're insecure, that your lifestyles and your boundaries are bullshit. It's just fucking beyond me, man. Guard your heart.